I'm cooking meatloaf for dinner tonight, and I'm always preaching to y'all about use what you got. Recipe that I found online called for breadcrumbs in it, like most meatloaf recipes do. When I don't have breadcrumbs, didn't want to buy them, but I had crackers on hand. I had saltines and Ritz. I'm going to crush up a whole pack of Ritz and put in my meatloaf recipe. If you didn't have brown sugar and have white sugar, you can use the white sugar in the recipe for the top and save money instead of buying brown sugar. The thing I did to save money is I wanted mashed potatoes with the meatloaf. You have to have mashed potatoes with meatloaf. Those little packs are like, what, $1-$2 a piece? This whole 5-pound pack of potatoes cost me $2.99, and I'm gonna make about half of them into mashed potatoes for tonight. I can make about 2 or 3 different sides out of a 5-pound bag of potatoes, probably even more than that if I wanted to, out of $3, y'all. Also called for onion. That's like pretty classic in meatloaf. If you didn't have onion and you had like onion powder or minced onion in the pack, like seasoning, to buy an onion if you needed to. I highly suggest trying to use substitutes instead of using the whole recipe to a T if you can. And saving money, y'all, because that's what we're about in 2024 is making stuff homemade and saving money.